And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia. Our studio guest is Tzipi Avioz, IT Director, Customer Solutions at AMP. Shalom, Tzipi, and welcome to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio.
Hi, Anita. Nice to be here.
Tzipi, will you please introduce yourself to our listeners? What do you do at AMP?
Yeah, I'm the IT Director for Customer Solutions at AMP. I'm originally from Israel and I moved to Australia about 11 years ago. I've joined AMP about a year ago in April 2016, and I'm extremely passionate about female in STEM subjects and encouraging young girls to join.
You are very much involved in this project. Can you please tell us about it?
So the Day in STEM is a program which is a national initiative to try and present different STEM careers. I've joined one of six different mentors that kids and females and adults as well will be able to follow the journeys and the life journeys of our careers in a self-online platform that they can log in and hear about our stories.
Can you please tell our listeners what is STEM? And what are you aiming for?
So STEM is science, technology, engineering, and maths. And what we're aiming is to encourage young girls and older ones as well to join and to choose these subjects as school subject, as university subject, but definitely to progress with that to different STEM careers as well. So to be able and leverage what they've learned and to support and to encourage them to be part of that.
Tzipi, we know that getting women into the workforce was a big revolution, I think, in the 20th century. They started joining the workforce, especially in the Western world. But we realized women are very capable and they achieve really high marks when it comes to school results, primary school, high school results. But we don't find them. Where do they disappear? We don't find them in management positions, in the high-tech industries, and in many other industries. What happens along the way? Where all these lovely women with this incredible potential disappear?
I wouldn't say they disappear. I think maybe we don't hear about them as much as we hear about men because the percentage are lower. But the other thing which what we're trying to encourage now as well is for them to put their hands up and to be able and try these different roles and understand that it's a combination of soft skills and hard skills, not just the ability for them to have a particular degree and to see that they can definitely make a difference with bringing the diversity, bring that diversity thinking to workplace.
I want to illustrate something that we actually have stereotypes for boys and girls. And certain professions are for boys and certain professions are for girls. And it starts also with toys. Because if you'll go to a toy shop and you'll say you've got a baby girl or a toddler or even a four-year-old girl, they're going to give you a Barbie doll or some sort of a stupid necklace. But if you're saying that you have a four-year-old boy, you want to buy something, they'll give you something more creative like Lego or something that more... he can build with or play with and encourage him to develop thinking and creativity. How are we going to change that?
So I think for us to change it, we need to make sure we talking to all different ages, age groups, and that's exactly what you're saying. We need to encourage girls, of course, to play Lego when they're young, but even in later, when they're older, a bit older, to make sure that if they're passionate, we are encouraging them, and we know that they have different mentors in their life, like I had in my life, and to be able to try and give and let and have a go at things and not to say, no, that's a male, that's a boy game and we won't be able to do that. So definitely to have a go, try sometimes, not to be afraid of failure. So we always say fail fast and then just make sure you learn out of it and move to the next thing.
Yeah, we were talking about the Lego, 75% of the figures of the Lego are boys. not girl. Only 12% are girls. The rest are animals or some obscure shapes. But forget about the Lego. How are you going to encourage young girls to take on STEM subjects? STEM, I just want to remind our listeners, we're talking about science, technology, mathematics, IT. How are you going to encourage them?
So we are looking at different ways. One is to talk about different examples of how female in STEM changed different areas. And I've mentioned already the example of the airbags, where originally the airbags were invented. They were invented for bodies of male only. And it was only women in STEM that were looking at that and realized that it's a safety problem. And then they were able to modify it to females and kids' bodies and children bodies. So that's only one example, and our role is to give these examples, to talk about what we see in our day-to-day jobs, how this diversity bring capabilities to different companies and corporates, and to be able to bring them to our workplace to see a day with us of how we're working. So there's different programs around that. There's ability to talk at different schools, and definitely that initiative, this initiative with Day in STEM, for them to be able to log into a system and to be able in their own time in the class or with their parents to understand what it means and what really we do at work.
That's what I wanted to ask you. What do you really do at work, and how do you juggle between your family life and an incredible career? Because you're married with three children, and your job is very demanding. And I think that traditionally women were discouraged to take managerial jobs in the high-tech industry and all the other industries. Is how are you going to bring up a family? How will you look after your children? So how did you manage?
I definitely manage with the support of my family, initially in Israel with my parents and definitely with my husband. And I think it is all my, I always say it's all in our heads. If you want something, you're definitely able to get it. You just need to believe in yourself and find the right way and the right timing. So, you know, you don't always have to work 24/7. There's times where your children needs you, and there's time in their life that you need to potentially stop some things, but everything is possible. You know, male can stop at times for different reasons, and we're all human, and we can definitely make it. So I encourage everyone to give it a go.
Can you please tell us, discover or disclose or share with us your incredible career?
I've started in Israel. I've learned about the STEM subjects in the army. So I was 2 years in the intelligence unit where I've learned computer processing. From there, I've studied in university, in the Jerusalem University, and then I moved to work at different roles in Supercell, and after that in Tivtam in Israel. My last role was a CIO in Tivtam in Israel. That's when I've met one of the executives at Woolworths, which offered me to come to Australia and to apply for a different role. He suggested for me to come for an interview, and then I've decided to give it a go and try, and I've moved with my family to Australia 11 years ago. I worked at Woolworths around 10 years ago, and as I said, in the last year I've been at AMP.
And what do you do at AMP?
IT Director for Customer Solutions. So it's all the technologies and different interaction systems that we have with our customers, including the data and analytics and the integration.
What is the situation in Australia these days about women in the workplace?
The percentage is lower than I think you've mentioned before. In Israel, it's about 29%. In Australia, it's about 16%. And I think that combination with higher number of subjects or roles today that require capabilities in STEM contributing to this figure. And what we need to do is to try, as I said, to encourage different females to apply for these roles and believe in themselves that they can fulfill that and give their creativities and different points of view.
a few big institutions in Australia, corporate companies, Deloitte and Westpac, are giving their support for this mentors program. What is it for this organization and for AMP to encourage women into the workforce?
So as I mentioned, I think the diversity is one of the most important things. I think the diversity in workplace brings us to think about different ways of resolutions and solutions, and encouraging innovation, which we all know is one of the key initiatives of Malcolm Turner as well, because this is something that we need all to aspire and try to open our workplace for.
And do you find that women from all backgrounds, from all ethnic backgrounds, are joining the workforce?
Definitely. And it's not just women. I think our role is to open the ethnic backgrounds, and diversity is not just female. It's not just gender. And one, we need to make sure we're inviting them to the workplace. But two, we need to make sure that we're listening to them as well. And that's real. For me, that's the real diversity. And that's the real way for us to be able to open and to listen to different ideas.
We hear often that women are not paid equally to men. Is that a myth, or it still exists?
I'm sure, you know, reading some research, it still exists, but I definitely know that it's not the case in the organization that I've been working at. And I think we are equally paid for the roles that we are fulfilling. And we need to make sure to encourage females to do the same when they coming into a particular role, to know what to ask for and to be paid as what pay the market.
So what do you advise to high school students, female high school students, what subjects to take if they're really looking at a more career, not just teachers or social workers?
Definitely technology and engineering. And technology today, with the different disruption is, and the digital is everywhere we touch and everywhere we go. And I encourage them to try, and I encourage them to study that and to see if they're interested and if they're passionate about it. And then definitely to apply to different roles, to different graduate roles, to try different work experience programs, and to see if they're interested in that type of a role and that type of day-to-day work.
So do you believe that women can do anything that men can do when it comes to work, to career?
I definitely believe that women can do anything, not just at work, but yes, I definitely believe that.
That's very encouraging, because I remember when I grew up, I was told, you know, you should be a teacher, because then you'll have holidays together with your children. You'll be able to bring up a family. I think that women still take it into account how much free time they will have for their families, instead of using their potential to utilize completely their potential. So I think this is a fantastic initiative to open the fields to women. And as you said, for not just women, for anyone, to know that if they are capable to do the work and pursue careers, not just the traditional careers that for women.
Mm-hmm. And definitely as I said, I think part of it is the mentoring. And the mentoring is not just, you know, the six of us that mentoring at the moment with this program. The mentoring should be part of the parents and at schools, the teachers. And I think if everyone will be aware what it means and how these roles in terms of STEM career, and get more exposure to it and hear about more success stories or other, you know, learning stories, they'll definitely will be encouraging these girls.
Tzipi Avios, IT Director, Customer Solutions at AMP. Thank you very much, and thanks for coming to the studio this morning on your Sunday morning. Thank you.
Thank you.